Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can hear me on Drive all next week from 4pm, including Bank Holiday Monday. Yeah, me and he are working really hard. Anyway, we start today's podcast by looking ahead to a packed weekend of live sport across the TalkSport network.
I'm pretty certain that if we can play like that for the next five games, a lot of teams will suffer at our hands.
What a goal! What a goal! Lucas Paqueta to put West Ham in front!
To the far post, Mitoma will shoot and find the net! Brighton have surely won it!
We are fighting. We are proud for it. We are playing well.
Neves up to the ball. Bottom corner, Wolves 2, Crystal Palace 0. Wolves get three massive points.
And joining is Vardy. And Vardy arrives and slips Leicester City on the counter-attack onto level terms.
Here's Iwobi inside the area. Berkeley for McNeil. Fantastic third goal.
This lunchtime, game day, brings you live and exclusive commentary of Crystal Palace's clash with West Ham United. Here are the thoughts of Roy Hodgson and David Moyes.
I didn't know if I thought he was mad when he first came back in, but it's more, I think Roy's got an incredible passion for the game, so experienced, and I can understand totally why he's working and why people would want him to work, because he's such a good manager and coach, and he's proved it in his early results with Crystal Palace. So I hope that we can win the game, because it's so important for us, but I have to say that Roy's done a great job since he went back.
I know David well. We've been friends for many, many years, even since the time when I was in Udinese in the late 1990s. I expect David Moyes' teams to be the sort of teams that have seen him win the award as Manager of the Year on about three occasions. And he wins that award because he manages to get his teams playing in a very organised way, but in a way also that enables them to exert maximum pressure on the opponents and get good results from the work that he does. So we're just talking about a guy who's a very good manager, a very good coach.
And don't forget, this afternoon, TalkSport 2 will also bring you live and exclusive commentary of European hopefuls Brighton taking on relegation battlers Wolves. With their look ahead to this enormous encounter are Roberto De Zerbi and Julian Lopetegui.
I think he's a great manager. I think he's a great, good man, no? The Wolverhampton improved a lot when he started to work with them. It will be a tough game, and I think a very nice game.
No, I think that they are different. They attack in a different way. They are able to play with a big consistency with the ball, with different solutions, different part of the pitch. I think that they show that they are enjoying to play in this way, all the players and the coach too. So it's about the fantastic work about the Cervi, and I think that the fantastic players playing football. But you know, about only the offensive phase, they, in the defensive phase they are a very good team too. So this is a challenge, a big challenge for us. And a chance we have to go there with the aim and the spirit to be able to fight and to compete with them, of course, sure.
Now, last night, TalkSport 2 brought you live and exclusive commentary from the Championship as Millwall beat Blackpool. Here's how that game sounded.
Right-hand side of the penalty area. Lovely pass here into the path of Leonard. Can he put a cross in? He can, and it's turned in! And Millwall have the first goal! And it's Tom Bradshaw who's tucked it in! A great finish, a clinical finish from 12 yards out. Gerry Yates comes forward and blasts it straight down the middle. Blackpool are level at Bloomfield Road. And Gerry Yates had the nerves to make it count. 1-1. Bradshaw played in and on goal. Chips it over the keeper! And he has scored again! The Welsh international peels away! It could be a huge goal for Millwall! It could lift them into the playoffs! It's the finish of a man in form! Bradshaw makes it two! Here's Fiorini, 25 yards out. He's going to let fly! Oh, what a strike! What a beautiful strike! Fiorini, the Manchester City loanee, has beaten long all ends up from 25 yards. And that is a lifeline again for Blackpool. Great first touch from Fleming. He goes down. And that's a penalty to Millwall. A chance to put Millwall potentially back in the top six. And he does. Grimshaw went the right way but couldn't keep it out. And Fleming celebrates. Millwall celebrates for the third time tonight. Millwall are back in front and Blackpool are in trouble. The referee blows his whistle and that's it. The cheers are from Millwall. One win in seven becomes two wins in eight. And a win next weekend will surely see them into the top six and the end of season playoffs. For Blackpool, their players slip to the floor. For Blackpool, all eyes are on League One. Their stay in the Championship is over.
To breakfast now, as Batman would say, and the team were joined by the legend that is Harry Redknapp. He joined the show to give his take on Spurs, Chelsea's pursuit of Poch, and a few other Premier League bosses making the headlines.
Ryan Mason's first game in charge of Tottenham finishes Tottenham Hotspur 2, Manchester United 2.
I think he can be a manager, but I don't think he's ready to take the Tottenham job. You know, I mean, that job at the end of the season. I think he's got to go out and learn the game, learn the magic. Go and get a job somewhere, do his apprenticeship. And yeah, you know, you look at people who have done it. You know, I look at Vincent Kompany. I don't want to upset Burnley fans, but someone like Vincent Kompany, great personality, great captain at Man City, leader. Gone into Burnley, done an incredible job. I thought Burnley at the start of the year, I could see them going in free fall. I thought they've gone down, they're going to struggle. He's done a magnificent job there. Someone like Vincent Kompany, I think, who's earned his Spurs and whatever, someone like that would be a great fit for Tottenham. You know, young, enthusiastic, proved he can do it, proved he can manage. I think he'd be excellent. I mean, I probably just can't wait for the season to end, and then they've got to find a manager. They've got to appoint someone, Alan, and bring somebody in who can do the job. They need to recruit two or three good players in the summer and start again next year, keep hold of Harry Kane. That's got to be the future for them now.
No win in eight for Chelsea, their worst run since 1993. Chelsea 0, Brentford 2.
Listen, no one cares more about the club than him. He's desperate to do well for the club. They can't score a goal. They ain't got a centre-forward.
Amazing.
You know yourself. People who score goals every year. People who don't score. And you look over their squad, where are you going to score any goals?
Yeah.
He's going to get five. He's going to get four. He might get three. Who's going to get 20 in that team? No one.
Yeah.
They've got no striker. Somebody comes in, Pochettino now. Go and get a centre-forward. Go and get another goalie. You've got, you know, with that squad, next year, as I say, no danger, top four, back pushing again.
And it's finished Southampton 0, Bournemouth 1. Marcus Tavernier, 5 minutes into the second half, a superb solo run and low finish into the bottom corner, the only goal of the game. We are staying up, seeing the travelling Cherries fans. They just might be.
Gary's done brilliant there, Gary O'Neill. He's gone in there and, you know, he's got a good little staff around him. They're all lads that have been at the club and know the club. And they've done fantastic. The football's excellent to watch. They had a blip last week getting beat by West Ham. West Ham were good, but they've bounced back last night with a big win at Southampton and, you know, got a game that's got Leeds at home on Sunday. What a big game for Leeds. I mean, I think Bournemouth have got enough points now. I think 36 points keeps you up. Leeds have got to get something at Bournemouth. That's going to be a real big game on Sunday.
Sticking with breakfast, Alan Brazil and Ray Parlour were also joined by former Villa and Spurs boss Tim Sherwood. He joined the team to discuss the vastly different fortunes of his two former clubs this season.
Looks to the near post, he's flicked on by Mings, he's all the way in! Tyrone Mings puts Villa ahead, fifth place in their sights!
Magnificent Villa, the job he's done, Unai Emery is incredible. You know, once you get that relationship between the pitch and the stands there, I mean, I've been there, it's a fantastic place to play for them boys, and they've really taken to his methods, and he's producing the goods there, Emery.
Did it towards the far post, and it's in by Son, the equaliser!
Well, it was really important last night, that game, that they showed the pride, and I think they did that certainly in the second half. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a really difficult team talk for Ryan, didn't it, at half-time? And it probably was. But he was up to it. You know, they come out, they play for the badge, and that's all the Tottenham fans ask from them. It's a misconception to say they ain't spent money. I think they're fifth highest spenders in the Premier League. You know, he spent money, and he's brought in the best managers, you know, on paper. He's brought in the Contes, brought in the Mourinhos. You know, so on paper, you say he's done everything he possibly can, but his recruitment's been terrible. I mean, that is it. It's just about the sporting directors now, and it's about the recruitment team. You know, one in five person who comes into your club can't be any good. You know, it's like you need a better ratio than that. You need to do your due diligence. You need to find the players who want to excite the fans. And you need a playing style. So if you get a playing style, you can easily attract your players and the managers. At the moment, it's a scattergun approach.
To White and Jordan now, and the team were joined by Sheffield United owner Prince Abdullah. The Prince exclusively confirmed to the show that he still plans to sell the Blades despite their recent promotion to the Premier League.
A promotion party in progress. It's only just started. It'll go on all night here in the red and white half of Sheffield. It finished Sheffield United 2, West Bromwich Albion 0 at a jubilant, joyful Bramall Lane, and no fans on the field. Magnificent.
I think this is my intention. Nothing is guaranteed. I'm not going to sell it to anybody, or I care about who owns the club next, because... The most important decision in any club is not the hiring the right manager or bringing the right players. It starts from top. If the owner is bad owner, it can drive everything eventually to the ground. Even if you have... I don't want to talk about the other clubs, but people can see for themselves. So, yeah, my intention is to sell, but it's not guaranteed yet.
And stay with White and Jordan. The team discussed Newcastle's hammering of Everton on Thursday night. Despite the Toffees staring down the barrel of their first relegation since 1951, Simon Jordan still believes that Sean Dyche is doing a much better job than Frank Lampard would have done.
Well, Goodison Park was alive with noise and fireworks at the start of play, but it ends quiet. The only noise coming from 3,000 travelling Newcastle fans who've seen their side score four goals. Everton in deep, deep trouble at the bottom end of the Premier League. They are running out of time. They need performances quickly.
They're in a difficult moment, in a difficult position. But they've still... I mean, I think 34, 35 points will get you into safety. And albeit that looks like there's a variety of teams that are picking up form. Forest have got a win, their first win in a significant period of time. And Leicester... have got a little bit of momentum that peaks and troughs. I still would not write Everton off. not because I want to, not because I want to alight upon the observation that I've made that Sean Dyche is the saviour. I still think they're better as a result of Sean Dyche than they would have been if Frank Lampard had stayed. I think they'd be gone now if Frank was still. They'd already be gone without the fact they've got five games to go.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy KSI. May 13th, I'm getting back in the ring to fight Joe Fournier. 9-0 pro. He's getting knocked out, baby. Be sure to hear it on TalkSport, the home of boxing.
Before I come on to Joe Fournier, your opponent on May the 13th, although it's live on TalkSport that night, it's going to be sick building up to it. Are you still in the frame to want to fight Tommy Fury?
Yes, yes.
Jake Paul?
With Jake Paul, bro, I'm kind of just bored of Jake Paul.
Bored of calling him out?
Well, yeah, man, like...
But do you think he's running from
why
you?
Why is he fighting Nate Diaz? Let's be honest. Why is he fighting Nate Diaz? He should... Bro, like... After me destroying Joe Fournier, should have been me and him.
Stadium.
Simple as that. Stadium. Stadium.
UK.
Let's go UK, yeah. And it'd be huge. But instead, he's fighting Nate Diaz. Well, it's just boring. He's running back to an MMA fighter who's... boxing for the first time at 185. Please, man, snorefest. So I'm there like, I'm fighting Tommy Fury and I'm going to show the world what he can do.
Because weirdly, you and I spoke in December. You were very, very patently and adamant that you come back because he was calling you out, saying he'd knock you out. And that's what drew you back.
That's what drew me back. You know, that is what drew me back in. So it's a shame.
Funny
that,
old world.
Well, it's a shame that now, you know, I'm here calling him out, being like, all right, let's go. And he doesn't want it.
What about Tommy Fury then?
I think Tommy Fury would be a great test for me. And that's for me. I love being tested, man. I love pushing myself. And what I also love is that everyone just instantly counted me out. And this happened when I fought Joe Weller. This happened when I fought Logan Paul, etc. Like, it just constantly happened. People go, he's the underdog. There's no way he has a chance of winning. And I'm like, cool. Put me in there then. Let's see.
You're quite excited about taking the Furies on?
I love
Tommy
it.
Fury, Big John Tyson there.
I love it. Bro, I'm here for it, man. And then, bro, imagine, I come through, knock him out, and everyone's there like...
Do you believe you knock him out?
Yeah, I feel like I can. 100%, I have the power.
Do you think that would break... Could that break pay-per-view records? No, pay-per-view records,
I think it could do...
Here.
I think it would do crazy
Stadium?
Numbers. I think, bro...
Wembley?
Bro, I think it could... Whatever we want, bro. Whatever we want, like... Whatever is available, we'll make it happen. But... For me, that is what I want. I think get me on that card with Tommy Fury, and then you just have stacked people on the undercard. Bro, huge.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. A reminder, I'm back on Bank Holiday Monday from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak that is Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.